For our sermon this morning, we will be joined by three youth that attended the ELCA Youth Gathering this summer, and they will be giving reflections on certain days. First, we have Justin Zabel, who will be talking about our service learning day. Then we have Ellen Turner, who will be talking about interactive learning and MassCast, which we were part of a big dance number that had to do with that song, so it's very lovely. And then rounding us out, we have Aaron Weber, who will be speaking on Sin a Day and an overall experience. So, Justin, take it away.
Good morning. So one of the days that we had was the day three, which is our service learning day. This day was kind of a struggle from the start. Early mornings led to grumpy youth, which makes Taryn mad. We left the hotel around 6:45 that morning to get to the metro by 7. When we got to Energy Center, that's where we'd find out what our service would be for the day. When we got there, we found out we'd be staying at the center to unpack books that were donated, and then we'd be packing the books back up, and we'd be writing inspirational messages to the children of Houston, because most of the... Most of the kids don't have access to books down there, or they don't have the money for the books, so it was good to be able to... give them the books they needed. Plus, the students of Houston's education skills are low, and so we were trying to help them get the education that they wanted. So being able to unpack books and inspire them to read felt amazing. It was heartfelt knowing that the books were part of the youth's childhood as well. Like the books were from that we read and we were passing on to the next generation. But the biggest part that we thought was cool was there was all these youth that are strangers to each other. They came together to pack the books and inspire the kids to be able to get an education and So after the project was over, it took us about 3 hours to finish this. We stayed at the Energy Center to hear from a person whose life changed instantly. It all started when she was a pastor, and her church didn't have a lot of youth in attendance. So she was trying to figure out how to get more youth to come and be in attendance. So her and her committees were working together to figure out what to do. But in the meantime, they heard about Hurricane Harvey was coming. And so they were preparing for that too. It wasn't until the next week when her life came crashing down on her. Her whole church was underwater. Everything was destroyed. She was devastated. She said she was a mess, but she said she had to stay strong for her congregation. So after the storm was over, they went and calculated the damage, and the damage was quite a bit, so they had to rebuild from the beginning. But another church heard about her church being destroyed, and they said she can come and preach at their church until her church is repaired. So the process, they gutted the whole church, and they started new, like fresh. But she knew she had to figure out how to get more youth in attendance. And that was her main goal, was to figure out how to get more youth. So the first room that she decided to redo was for the youth. It was called a book nook. It was heartbreaking to hear that 1 minute she was trying to fix her church to get more youth in attendance to losing everything. But it was heartfelt knowing that she put the youth before her own. She wanted to make sure they had a place, a home that they could call home when they were there. So then after we heard her story, they did a big celebration of all, there was multiple services that were going on that day. And so this was where all 31,000 youth and Lutherans would come together and they could hang out and have a good time and talk about the services they did and how proud they were to help the community. And so with all the community services to her inspiring story, there were reflections that we did each day. And as we look back on our journey, we can see that we made many memories, many deeper relationships with our friends or new friends throughout our mission. But what brings us to remember is that this changes everything. Thank you.
Okay. This is the second part of the sermon of the youth gathering. So I have day two, which was our interactive learning day. And you're probably thinking, what is an interactive learning day? So imagine like a glorified warehouse, but like 10 times bigger, and completely filled with these stations where you can learn about different issues happening in the church and in the world. So some examples of stations, there is a science station, an LGBT one, there is a labyrinth, one about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, there were hair donations and blood donations, and there was even a station where you could experience what it's like to be in a wheelchair. There's also live music in a Lutheran store. And the thing about the Lutheran store is it is really overwhelming to walk into at first because there's so many places to buy things and to buy t-shirts and keychains and all kinds of other Lutheran stuff. So I think a lot of us spent more money than we anticipated at the Lutheran store. So our activities there, Justin and I had the opportunity to do what can best be described as a wheelchair obstacle course. And it shows how difficult it is for people in wheelchairs to navigate certain surfaces, like rocks or like uneven ground, or even grass can be difficult if it's not flat. And also steep ramps. And the kicker about this is there was one side that was difficult to navigate in a wheelchair, and then the other side was easier to navigate because it was made to be more inclusive. And it just showed how easy it is in building to make things more inclusive for everybody. And then after that, we went to the LGBT booth, and everyone there was so nice, and they had pins for us with pronouns on them, and we got to leave notes for struggling LGBT kids, which was really amazing. And then kids that were struggling were able to take a note to get some inspiration. We also visited a human trafficking / domestic violence station, and we left notes of inspiration for domestic violence survivors, which was something that was really amazing that we got to do. And then the next thing that we did was what we were all waiting for, and it was the hair cutting and donating. So Annika cut her hair and donated. She donated 10 inches, and then so did Lydia, and then I also donated 8 inches of my hair. And that was just something that I've always wanted to do, and to get to do that in Houston and then not tell anybody about it and just come home with short hair was really fun. I surprised my mom. And then we had lunch, and they had live music near where we were having lunch and waiting in line for lunch, which was really amazing to get to experience because it was just right there in front of us. And the next was MassCast. So we went to Energy Stadium, and we waited, and we waited, and we waited, but it was 100% worth it because they taught us some dance moves to perform to the song that you just heard, the This Is Me song. And the practice kind of sucked, as practice does kind of suck. But the performance and being there dancing with literally 1,000 other people to this song in front of 29,000 other people was just so spectacular, and I'm so grateful that we got to do that because it made the entire experience that much more amazing. And then that night at the mass gathering, in addition to our performance, there were some really great speakers. The first one was Will Starkweather, and he's an ELCA pastor. And his kind of speech was about, like, no matter who you are, no matter your problems, your triumphs, your tribulations, anything, there is grace for that, like, no matter what. And that was something that I think a lot of us really needed to hear. And then also Nadia Bolz-Weber spoke, and it was amazing because she's amazing. And we were, Ashley Nelson and I were sitting there like fangirling because we were freaking out. Like, it's Nadia Bolz-Weber and she's in front of us. And it was just really spectacular to get to hear her speak live and to get to listen to her. And like, I've wanted to like see her in person since I heard her speech from the 2012 youth gathering. So that was really amazing. Overall, it was just a really amazing experience, and I'm really grateful that we all got to go and experience this together. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Erin Weber. First of all, I would like to thank everybody who helped send us on this mission, whether that be financially, emotionally, through prayer, or love and support. It means the world to us because we experienced things that changed us and we will keep with us forever, and I can speak for everybody when I say that. One of my favorite things on this trip, it's kind of corny, but it was the spontaneous community and friendship that we experienced all the time. It was just this amazing reoccurring theme. Like, we already had this awesome youth group around us that, you know, you've been with since preschool, and you know you can trust them and love them and support them, but everybody else around you did that too, people that you didn't know. A good example of that would be you're just walking down the street in Houston. It's like 90-something degrees, and you're going to a mass cast or lunch or something, and you would see these herds of Lutheran children on the other side of the street. You could tell that they were Lutheran because they were all wearing brightly colored matching t-shirts and were mildly dehydrated, but still looked like they were having fun. And we would wave to them and be like, hi, Lutherans, and they'd be like, oh my gosh, hi, and it was just really cool because you made this connection with this random group of people that you're never gonna see again. You didn't know anything about them, who they were, what they're like. They probably live on the other side of the country, but you still made a connection. But it wasn't just on the street that we made those connections. So many people that I'm still in contact with, we met, and it's just really cool. Because I have, just because I went to this random city in the middle of the summer of my sophomore year, I have an awesome web of friends that spans all the way across America, and I can still talk to them all the time. We met so many people and had crazy experiences, whether they be tiring or, you know, too humid. But it really just helped our faith grow in pretty much every single way. So with those 30,000 other people around you, you know, it's just kind of crazy to think about that everybody went to the same city all at once just to, you know, celebrate a life with God in it. And that was one thing that you already had in common with them. So from then on, it was just making friends with people. It was, you already had something in common with 30,000 other people, and they were all around you all the time, which I think is amazing. There was this moment at a mass cast. It was like, there was this Christian band playing. I think it was 10th Avenue North or something. I could be getting that wrong. It's a street name of something. But no, everybody was just like partying and jumping up and down, and it was just awesome and crazy. It was so hype. But then I just stopped for a second, and I just looked around, and everybody was just, you know, jumping up and down and sweating and screaming all the wrong lyrics. But it's okay, because everybody was doing that together, so we were all just doing everything wrong. But, you know, the bass was so strong, and I just looked around, and it was just amazing. I was just completely in awe, and I was humbled and amazed. But this is also cheesy, I felt God in that moment. I felt him in the air in that awesome bass. I felt him in the people around me, and I just was just taken aback because it was just insane. But the main impact of just, you know, going to Houston was just being there, like physically being there. It wasn't one tiny specific moment or something that somebody said to me. It was every single day and everything that we did. It was learning in the Interactive Center and being inspired and, you know, learning about all these problems in the world and knowing that we can be the change and that we will be the change in the world. That inspiration was just incredible, and I was just ready to take on anything. It was laughing with this service group of people that you've never met before, and, you know, transferring 27 Pete the Cat books all at once to one specific part of the warehouse that you could just never find. It was listening to the speakers and their horrible, horrible experiences that they've overcome, and having your mind blown, and them passing the torch to you, to the younger generation, and saying, this is yours now. You can do whatever you want with it. Go for it. Fix things. Be yourself. Change the world. And that was just incredible, and I was just ready to just go fight everything and take on the world and do everything. And it was just physically standing there, waiting outside the NRG Stadium with 30,000 other youth, sweating in air that was so humid that you're basically just swimming. You're tired and hungry and uncomfortable and dehydrated, but it was still one of the best weeks of my entire life. So thank you for giving us something surreal that we will never forget and completely changed us in the best way possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin, Ellen, and Aaron, for sharing pieces of yours. And thank you to all of you, all the rest of the kids that that came on the trip as well, our chaperones, Kyle and Melissa. This trip was life-changing, not just for the kids, for myself, for everyone that experienced the ELCA Youth Gathering. I'm just so touched and blessed that we have a chance to share a little piece of it with all of you.